Ah, my love, you've returned. How was your trip to the human kingdoms? Will they help us with our threat from the Null tribes? Oh, that's disappointing. Unless it threatens them as well, then I suppose that makes sense. Were you at least able to secure some provisions and other matters, at least? That's good, at least. With the diplomacy with the neighboring Null tribes being so strained, things have not been so kindly lately. They've demanded help with their war, and with us unable to provide that help due to our alliance with the tribes that they've attacked, and my desire to make peace and enhance our diplomatic relations with the human kingdoms. It's not been going so well. From what I understand, it seems to be some sort of religious crusade of some sort for them. They intend to reclaim some sort of ancient traditional roaming grounds, and they've even claimed that some of them are in our current hunting grounds. If you look on the map here, the Western Orc tribes currently reside in some of the areas that they've claimed, and I don't think they're actually going to let it go anytime soon. My sister has been dispatched to try and patch things over, but Gnolls are not exactly known for diplomacy. So, honestly, even with her penchant for words first, attack later, I don't think things are going to go very well. After all, they've threatened to attack if we don't side with them first. Even if we do support the local human and spiderfolk tribes. And I'm afraid that if we do make an enemy of them over the humans, there's going to be a lot of losses on both. Either way, we are not on very good terms with the human settlements in these lands as well. And they've claimed those lands as well, and I think I would much prefer supporting them. Things are getting very, very diplomatically difficult quickly, and honestly, I'm not quite sure to handle it. I could really use your support. The Null Army positions. According to our scouts and my sister, they've driven the spider folk from their homes and destroyed these three human settlements, and they've convinced a small tribe of lizard men to join them. And they're currently in this area, marching this way. So these two human settlements are likely to be attacked next, as well as this orc tribe settlement. So you recommend... oh, yeah, that one would seem to be the most likely threat. But then why not... oh, because of the ancient gnoll totems in the area. I hadn't considered that. They're probably going to hit that first. All right, then I'll send our hunters out to this human settlement and have them explain the situation and offer our assistance. They'll all probably be wiped out, but... In the end, to die a noble cause for our allies is far better than to not try at all. Well, that's just the way Orc honor is. Well, yes, it would be best if we had the best chance of success. But, evacuation. These settlers have been there for generations. I do not think that they would abandon their homes so freely. Perhaps if we had better weapons or some form of advantage, but no. Personally, I feel it would be best to make a positive show of force and ask for volunteers to quite possibly sacrifice themselves for non-orc peoples. It's not an ideal situation, but it's the situation we're in. After all, it would in the end strengthen us and bring your people and mine together as a whole. Would it not? Ah, indeed. That would help a lot. Iron and steel weapons for the volunteers would go a long way. Plus, if you have some archery equipment, that would be a great asset. As I understand it, gnolls don't do well against ranged attacks. That would be, I think, the best strategy against them. I will leave the specifics of the strategies to you, and I'll do a call for volunteers. The next matter on the agenda, now that you've returned from your trip, we can finally have our wedding. Most of the plans are in place, but I was hoping we could do a semi-traditional orc wedding. You don't have to, of course. It normally involves a great hunt, followed by a feast. I know you're not much of a hunter since you're a merchant. The success of the hunt is normally indicative of how well the relationship will go. And since you're not that good at hunting, I was thinking you could show off your skills another way. Perhaps with some sort of mercantile or diplomatic mission? A hunt of some other sort? Oh, an excellent idea, my love. But how long would this take? You wouldn't be gone from me long, would you? I've missed you terribly on your last trip, And I would be put off if you were gone terribly long on this trip, after all. Very well. Then I will just make do. As for a regular hunt, we'll have the regular hunters collect foods and meats for the feast. And I will look forward to what you bring back personally. No hints about what you'll be bringing back specifically? And no hints about what you'll do to pull it off? Ah, well. Mercantile secrets, indeed. Then I will trust you with this, my love. I suspect that at times you may make a better thief than a merchant with your silvered words and quick fingers. You are indeed skilled at many things. But hopefully everything goes well for you, and you get what you seek and return to me safely. Once you return with your rewards and present your prize to me, we will go through with the ceremony. I will be dressed in ceremonial garb, and normally you would be dressed in the skin of the animal that you caught. But as you will be bringing back something of your own skill set, I will leave it to you how you will be dressed. And I look forward to how you will be dressed. Just be back before the next full moon, because that is critical for the ceremony. That will be the only light other than the cook fires. Then the village priest will perform the public ceremony in light of all those gathered. And, my love, orcs and possibly others from all around will be there. So don't be shy, okay? Once it's complete, we will then retire to special chambers. There in the square. And perform the more intimate ceremonial matters. And consummate our new joining. And hopefully everything goes well. So don't disappoint, my dearest. I know you won't, but make sure nothing happens to you, okay? Come back safely to me. And after that, we have so many plans to make for the future. Especially with this Knoll business. It has been driving me mad, and with you by my side, hopefully we can get it resolved sooner than later. It is just, I truly need you here. in more ways than one. Now go. Be quick. Be swift. Be safe. And remember, you are mine. And I love you. My love for you will grow forevermore across forests old and lands of yore. I will await every turn of love, for long awaited betrothed.